Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Friday, April 26th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I most certainly did.
And was it a fun, fast Friday?
No, it wasn't fast at all.
Oh, was it fun?
It was fun.
Good?
It was fun, yes.
So that means you got to savor it more because it took you longer.
Well, I suppose. I shouldn't say it took me longer. It always takes me almost an hour or more on Friday and Saturday. And This took me about an hour.
This took me, for some reason, half an hour.
Maybe because you found it easy.
There must have been a couple of clues that I just lucked out on, and I'm not sure what they were, but it did seem to be, I couldn't make any progress in the top left, and I started getting a foothold in the bottom right, and then sort of worked my way up. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
Well, I've been finding a pattern with Fridays and Saturdays. It seems like I am always able to get the bottom half filled in first.
Well, that's what
I always start at the top, but I always get the bottom filled in first and then work my way up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they put the easier clues at the bottom or what, but or just the clues I know the answers to. But I have noticed that for, you know, several weeks now that if I'm going to get a foothold anywhere, it's probably going to be in the bottom half.
Well, that's quite interesting, because you would think that, you know, harder clues are heavier, and they would sink to the bottom.
Right.
But apparently gravity is reversed in crossword land.
Or maybe you get over the initial shock of how hard it is in the upper half, and then you calm down in the lower half.
It would be fun if you know, they could actually gather data on individual letter entries and just sort of map out how these crosswords get done. I think that would be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I think it would be too.
They probably don't want to do it, but I mean, I think the programmers who develop this are busy enough without gathering keystroke by keystroke data mm-hmm. from people. But
no, I do think that would be interesting if there would be patterns in how words were come, you know, how people came about to the right answer.
Right.
With words.
Well, I, as you know, I record these I'll often for the more difficult crosswords, I'll just, you know, start recording the screen as I'm filling it in, and then I sort of go through at a fast speed, and it's just sort of fun to watch the thing fill out.
No, I bet.
There was no theme here.
No, because it was Friday.
Right. It was just challenging.
Yes. It was pretty. I like the symmetry of it, and it just was kind of a decorative puzzle.
Yes. The clues, I thought, were quite good. I mean, I started off and thought, oh, this is going to be easy. One across, Mexican condiment, salsa.
Oh.
That's the only one I know, and so that's why I thought it was easy. Mm-hmm. It was also wrong. The answer was crema.
Mm-hmm.
And that took me a long time to figure out. In fact, that's where I ended up.
Oh, uh-huh.
Did you know crema?
No.
Oh, okay. How about the one next to it? Six across, a whole lot, scabs.
No.
So we've definitely seen that clue, that answer, many times.
Oh, yeah. I know what scabs means.
But I went for ocean.
Oh.
Because we recently had ocean. We also recently had a host, was an army. And so I was thinking it was going to be like, but it wouldn't, it didn't work as an army, and it also didn't work as ocean.
Mm-hmm. I put in spade, but of course that was wrong.
A whole lot is a spade?
Well, you know, you say in spades, oh, I want in, you know, or I have that in spades, meaning
true.
I have a lot.
Yes.
But no, that was not right.
But you were very close because mm-hmm. the S, the A, and the D were correct.
Well, that's what I had, so.
Well, that C of... coming off of SCADS, one for the record books. I had it starting with a C. I had an E in the middle, and I had a K at the end. It was five letters, and I thought, check. Oh. You put the check in the record book. Turned out it was clerk.
Right.
Which I guess makes as much sense as a check, maybe
well,
more.
Clerk keeps the records.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So one for the record books. Yeah, and you know, when I got done with this, as hard as it was for me, nothing really difficult. All the words pretty common.
Oh, for you, I'll tell
except
you that.
Except for maybe Clema.
That top left corner, two down. Singer, just a moment, there will be a brief pause here. Okasek. Mm-hmm. Singer Okasek was Rick.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
From the Cars.
Never heard of them. Four down, sports analyst Kimmies, or possibly Kimes. It was Mina.
Yeah, I had never heard of
her. I had Tina for a while, so I had Creta as the Mexican condiment. And then five down, and I think we've seen this one before, Lisbeth Salander in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo for one, and that was Antihero.
That's correct.
So there was just like this gathering of pop culture right there all in one place. And it's just like, no! But for once, so the crosses weren't helping me so much as the acrosses, and the acrosses were sort of lengthy and amusing. 11 across, alternatives to booths, maybe, or perhaps. And the answer was mail-in ballots.
Right.
I thought, I immediately started thinking, okay, you can either be in a booth or you can be at some of those high tables at a restaurant. I mean, I immediately went for restaurant.
Oh.
And I don't know where you went with that.
I really couldn't think what they were referring to. I didn't think of restaurant, though.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I lucked out because 12 down, secures as a rope. It looked like it was going to be, and I wrote in belays, and that was correct.
Yes.
But and the one beneath mail-in ballots, device for an online conversation was tin can telephone.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, where did that come from?
Uh-huh.
I guess it's online,
yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
And did you know that the 16 across, National Bullying Prevention Month, or actually it was MO, so you were looking for the abbreviation, was OCT for October?
No, I did not know that.
I don't know if you're supposed to like wish somebody a happy National Bullying Prevention Month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. What else did... Oh, 17 across, finds a line of best fit, say. So I'm like, okay, it's got something to do with statistics,
uh-huh.
But no, it was Taylor's.
I put regress right away because that's what you do with regression. You find the line of best fit.
But this is the present tense, finds.
Yes.
Wouldn't you have to say regresses?
Oh, maybe.
But let's see.
But no, it was Taylor's.
Taylor's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
21 across, bunch of hair. I went for Locke.
Oh.
Turned out to be Hank.
Hank, yes.
Let's see. What else was interesting here? 22 across. 22 across. No, let me try that one more time. 22 down. Still working on that? And the answer was all done.
Yes. That was a little cryptic.
Yeah, normally when you see something in quotes, I think they're trying to come up with an equivalent.
Right.
I mean, I suppose it was like, still working on that? All done? That sounds like the opposite.
Exactly, yes.
I guess that's supposed to be the response.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought 34 was interesting, and I wondered if it was a debut. Talking nonsense. Full of it.
Mm-hmm. More slang.
Mm-hmm. Full of it.
Well, for the record, no.
No.
There were two debuts, mail-in ballots and tin can telephone.
No.
But full of it has been...
Full of it before.
We have seen that in the fill.
Okay.
At some point, sometime or other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find that now. Let's see. Where was that again?
That was 34 across.
34 across. Full of it has appeared... A total of two times.
Really? Okay.
So. Today and in 2019.
Mm-hmm. What was the clue back then?
Spouting nonsense.
Oh, okay. Full of
so,
it.
So, pretty clue. Pretty close there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. 31 across was, they hang around in kitchens. So, I had it starting in AP, and I had it ending in S, and it was six letters long, and I thought, aphids. And... I'm like, I really don't want to dine at that kitchen. It's
no.
Like, do these people have any sense of hygiene and proper, food handling etiquette? But it turned out it wasn't aphids, it was aprons.
Right.
And that made a whole lot more sense.
Yes, definitely.
So, and then coming off of aprons, cruise control features. So I thought this had something to do with Tom Cruise. And but it turned out to be rudders.
Right.
So a cruise control features. Big
cruise.
Ships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I did not have the A of aprons.
Oh.
But I had the P, and I think I had the O and the N and the S. So I thought spoons. You know, you might hang spoons from a hook. But, of course, that didn't work.
How many kitchens have you been in that have a lot of spoons hanging around?
Well, you know, like a chef's kitchen, they have like...
Ladles?
Ladles and things,
right.
Perhaps, that would be hanging out in the open so they'd be easy to get. Well,
but could have been recipes, but I don't know, really good recipes.
No, not with a P and an O in it.
So 32 down, the Price is Right game was Plinko.
Plinko, yes.
I had no idea what that meant.
Mm, yes, that's a game they play.
The Price is Right. But the Price is Right is a game.
Well,
they have a game within a game?
They play various games on the show.
Really?
With different people, yes. And then whoever, the two at the end who have won the most money from their games, they get to be in the big showdown.
Is the big showdown called Plinko?
No, that's one of the games that is played.
How do you play Plinko?
Well, there's like a board that has a bunch of pegs on it.
Okay.
And it's on an incline, and you stand at the top. And then you push, or you know, you drop like a chip, and then it goes down, you know, between the pegs.
Right.
And then at the bottom, there are various amounts of money, and whichever one, you know, it lands on, then that's how much money you get. They're just, you know, like if it lands in the first column, then you might get $5, or if it lands in the fourth column, you might get $500, but you have to, you know, take it from the top and watch it work its way down. And sometimes, you know, they'll think, oh, I'm going to start it over on this side and maybe it'll go into the 5,000 one. But with Plinko, you know, it bounces all
it's
over
random.
The place. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plinko. Huh. Fascinating.
Plinko.
45 across, Big Apple fundraiser with a kind of apple in its name,
yes.
Was Met Gala.
That was a great clue,
yes.
I thought.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the best.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's coming up pretty soon. The Met
really?
Gala. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just below that, or almost just below that, 51 across, many superheroes have them, origin stories.
Right.
At first, I had it ending in ES, and I thought it was going to have something to do with capes.
Oh.
And then I thought it looked, perhaps it had something to do with superpowers. Of course, they wouldn't use the word super in it, but...
No.
Origin stories. Those make the best movies, too.
Mm, yes. I like the one right above that, 48 across. Bare bones outfit, skeleton costume.
Yeah. Signs of friction, 53 across, was spats.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, 30 down, that was cool bits of trivia, fun facts.
Yes. Yes.
And on that note, since it is Friday, that means it's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Do, 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 do.
As the author of this crossword, Matthew Stock and Christina Iverson, have just reminded us by cleverly including fun facts in Fun Fact Friday.
Yes.
Perhaps they are listeners.
Maybe, yes.
Matthew, Christina? Hello. All right. So do you have a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday?
I have a very little fun fact, yes.
All right.
In Wednesday's puzzle, we had what clue that was highfalutin.
Yes.
And the answer was hoity-toity.
Yep.
So I thought, wonder where that word comes from. So I looked it up in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary website. And it says that the definition of hoity-toity as a noun is thoughtless, giddy behavior. But as an adjective, it is either thoughtlessly silly or frivolous, flighty, or, as in our puzzle, marked by an air of assumed importance, highfalutin. The restaurant was too hoity-toity for my taste. When should you use hoity-toity?
Never.
Hoity-toity is believed to have been created as a rhyme based on the dialectical English word hoit, meaning to play the fool. Hoity-toity can mean foolish, as though it were very hoity-toity of me not to know that royal personage, which was a quote from W. Somerset Maugham, The Razor's Edge.
Mom,
Mm-hmm. But it is most often used to mean pretentious. The etymology of it is the first known use was in 1668. And it was the meaning defined above as highfalutin. It was also, or as a noun, I'm sorry. No, as a noun, it was first used in 1668. But the highfalutin adjective was not used until 1812.
Mm.
So just a few little facts about hoity-toity.
Well, thank you very much for those fun facts.
You are welcome.
Listeners, we hope you found those facts fascinating and fun. Mm-hmm. Right. That is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. And remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast at iCloud.com. We have a Facebook page. Feel free to say something there. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.